This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Though you will find some repetition from previous studies in what we will be discussing today from Malachi 4, it is important to note what we can anticipate as we face the future day when God writes the final chapter. Verse 1 affirms, "Surely the day is coming. God keeps his word. Praise the Lord." For those who revere God's name, they can anticipate an abundant life. Listen to verse 2. "The Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall." Righteousness, healing, wings to soar, strength and freedom to leap like calves released from the stall. Can you see them kicking up their heels and squealing with delight? This reminds me of the picture painted in Psalm 30, 11 through 12. "You turned my wailing into dancing, you removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever." Malachi goes on to describe your victory over evil by trampling down the wicked. "They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I do these things, says the Lord Almighty." More importantly, a prophet will come, like Elijah, who will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Restoration starts with turning away from what destroys, then returning to the one who loves you. This needs to be followed with a trusting and obedient heart. Finally, expecting God to do what he has promised. Is your heart filled with this kind of expectancy?